Chapter 7. At the House of Raguel. When they entered Ecbatana, Tobias said, "Brother Azariah, lead me straight to our kinsman Raguel." So he brought him to the house of Raguel, whom they found seated by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first. He said to them, "Greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you, and welcome." When he brought them into his home, he said to his wife Edna, "This young man looks just like my kinsman Tobit." So Edna asked them, "Who are you, brothers?" They answered, "We are of the exiles from Naphtali at Nineveh." She said, "Do you know our kinsman Tobit?" They answered, "Indeed we do." She asked, "Is he well?" They answered, "Yes, he is alive and well." Then Tobiah exclaimed, "He is my father." Raguel sprang up and kissed him, shedding tears of joy. But when he heard that Tobit had lost his eyesight, he was grieved and wept aloud. He said to Tobiah, "My child, God bless you. You are the son of a noble and good father. But what a terrible misfortune that such a righteous and charitable man should be afflicted with blindness." He continued to weep in the arms of his kinsman, Tobiah. His wife Edna also wept for Tobit, and even their daughter Sarah began to weep. Marriage of Tobiah and Sarah. Afterward, Raguel slaughtered a ram from the flock, and gave them a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, "Brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman Sarah." Raguel overheard the words, so he said to the boy, "Eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no man is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I have given her in marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I'm sure the Lord will look after you both." Tobiah answered, "I will eat or drink nothing until you set aside what belongs to me." Raguel said to him, "I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on, you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after. And tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace." Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him. He took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah with the words, "Take her according to the law. According to the decree written in the book of Moses, she is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father. And may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity." He then called her mother and told her to bring a scroll so that he might draw up a marriage contract stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife according to the decree of the Mosaic law. Her mother brought the scroll, and he drew up the contract to which they affixed their seals. Afterward, they began to eat and drink. Later, Raguel called his wife Edna and said, "My love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there." She went and made the bed in the room, as she was told, and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped away the tears and said, "Be brave, my daughter. May the Lord of heaven grant you joy in place of your grief. Courage, my daughter." Then she left.